Our parasha starts off with the words Ze'ele Toldot Yitzchak Ben Avraham, Avraham Hulida Yitzchak. Twice we have information that we don't need to know. We knew already that Yitzchak was born to Avraham. And we also knew that within the pasuk itself, we know Avraham Hulida Yitzchak because that was the beginning of the pasuk. Why does it tell us this twice? The Kli Yakar has an amazing explanation. He says, if you look at Yishmael, Yishmael is Ben Avraham. It's true, but if you look at the psukim, it says Asher Yalda Hagar HaMitzrit. When it describes him, it says he was born to Hagar. What the pasuk is telling us is that there is two pieces to a child. There is biological, you are the child of, but there's also a philosophical where you are the offspring in thought as well as children of someone else. Says the Kli Yakar, a person can have a student. They invest in their student. They teach their student. Their student is someone who truly, truly drinks from the wellsprings of their knowledge and their Torah. And so when you have a person like that, you look and say, wow, it's as though he's the child of. But a student could on a dime flip the other way and no longer be philosophically aligned with his teacher. Toldot is to say that you're not just the child of, but you are the mold of. Kli Yakar says that Avraham had within Yitzchak this relationship that was forever. They were connected. They were the same. They were the mesora that goes from one to the next, to the next, to the next. But I think the Kli Yakar adds in, or at least implies, another piece in there as well. And this is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hanochi Ariti, that I give birth to these people. He's frustrated with them. But what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to God is, I didn't give birth to them. I'm not stuck with them. They're not mine. Yes, I'm their devoted teacher. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're not mine. Avraham Avinu has a dual connection to his child Yitzhak. On the one hand, hashkafically, they are connected intrinsically forever and forever. But even if they weren't, the fact that he's told, Asher Yallah, Avraham Olida Yitzhak, and he said that bond is there forever. And I think that's critical. Because a teacher, as much as they might say, oh, I love my students, blah, 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 there is a moment where they could say, I don't love that student anymore. But a parent has a bond with a child that is forever and forever. And that's the gift that a parent gives to a child. It's called unconditional love. It doesn't make a difference with a child, as a child could do something that is so hurtful, and yet the parent says, I love you anyway. Have a great day.